Now you will hear the talk again. Listen to a professor in a marketing class.
Today I'd like to talk to you about marketing to children, how it's become much more widespread than most of us realize. While marketing to children has been around since at least the late 1950s, it didn't really become a trend until the 1980s. In 1985, American companies spent about $100 million on advertising to children. But by 2005, that had shot up to a staggering $16.8 billion. And what do the advertisers get in return? Well, today, children influence the spending of over $600 billion in the U.S. alone, and well over $1 trillion worldwide, a number that continues to climb. Large multinational corporations are stepping up their marketing to children around the world, attracted by markets like India, China, and Brazil that have large populations of children and young people. Most people are familiar with advertising aimed at kids in traditional media, TV, magazines, and so on. But it goes much deeper than that. In the U.S., it's everywhere, on the internet, in schools, including textbooks, on the sides of buses and subways, and at practically any public event you can imagine. And marketing continues to become more sophisticated, more refined. Take, for example, so-called niche marketing. Advertisers categorize children based on sex, age, ethnicity, income, religion. The list goes on and on. Kids are under a marketing microscope. Marketers are analyzing kids' habits, their wants and desires, their fears, their dreams, their vulnerabilities. And marketers are pitching to ever younger audiences. First it was teens, then preteens, kids 6 to 14, and now it's toddlers and babies. I'm willing to bet that if marketers ever find a way to market to newborns, they will.